Yes, this is it. The final show for season 2012 of NRL Live. We've got the grand final review and also look back at the seasons for both the Canterbury Bulldogs and the Melbourne Storm. And we'll look back at the season as a whole. Look at the highlights, the lowlights. We do a special segment, 5 in 5. We're going to examine the new ARL Commission and ask the tough questions to see what they got right, what they got wrong, all in 5 minutes, plus the listener question and a special humorous section from Mr. Pete, as well as my best of World of Sports. Speaking of Pete, how are you, mate?
Ah, very good, thanks, Paul. How are you, mate?
Good, good. And Tigers MS back after a week away. How are you?
Yep, very good, very good.
Enjoy the grand final?
Well, it wasn't much of a game, I didn't think. I think Melbourne kind of had it in the bag all the way along.
Yeah, it seemed like pretty much how we predicted it would go. Pete, you were saying before the show, well, we might have missed on a few things through the year, but we got this one right, Melbourne, for the premiership. We've said it pretty much from the beginning, and lo and behold, they walked away as 2012 champions, where they deserved winners.
Yeah, no, they're too good on the day for the Doggies. Great defence, I thought, from the Storm, and just absolutely strangled the life out of Canterbury.
Yeah, it certainly was. A strangled was probably a good way to describe it. I thought, you know, while Melbourne started well, you know, when the Bulldogs levelled the score, I thought, well, we could have a game on our hand, but obviously those two tries, including the one in the final minute before half-time, really put the Storm well on their way. I don't think they'd been beaten after leading in half-time for something like 2 years, I think. I don't have the stats on me. Might not be entirely correct. But you sort of thought at halftime, it's going to be really tough for the Dogs to come back. And sure enough, despite a couple of close efforts, they never really looked like getting through that line. And the Dogs, well, they'll be probably better for the run next year, as they'd say. There was a little bit of controversy, I thought, with the video referee, with one of the Melbourne's tries. Being disallowed, obviously, it didn't matter in the wash. But well done to the Storm, and especially Cooper Cronk, for getting the Clive Churchill Man of the Match Award. Tigers MS, the game as a whole, obviously you said that probably, you know, wasn't the most spectacular grand final ever, but the Melbourne Storm, very clinical.
Yeah, very, very clinical. The Hungry Hungry Hippo could upset the Storm. So they're... just did it down to a T. They were almost, I would say, maybe a smidge off being absolutely perfect. And that's the day to do it, I guess, on the grand final day.
Well, they timed their run really well. We're going to talk about it shortly when we look at the Melbourne season in review. But, you know, Bulldogs, you know, they had a great season as well. They, you know, losing Captain Michael Innes said, you know, they were courageous, just made too many mistakes. They knew they had to start well. They didn't do that. Tried hard the entire match. Maybe too hard. We made too many errors. And Bulldogs coach Des Hasler just admitted they were too clinical and too polished. But, Pete, the Dogs, they do look like they're going to go into next year as one of the favourites, if not the favourites.
Absolutely. It'd be interesting to see whether they can overcome the grand final loser's curse of the last few years with the... The Warriors missing out on the 8 this year, the Roosters missing out as well, and Parramatta, of course, the last 3 grand final losers missing out on the 8 the subsequent year. So I think Cavs will have too much professionalism, so I'd expect the Dogs to be there in the finals next year, certainly.
Yeah, I agree. I think under the old system, it was easier for a team to get on a run like that we didn't see this year. And, you know, Parramatta, the Warriors... were 2 teams, and the Roosters, in fact, or were 3 teams that weren't really the best teams or even in the best teams all year. They just came good at the end, got their way to a grand final, but then couldn't emulate it on the day. This game was entirely different. It was legitimately 1v2, and you know, I see no reason why the Dogs can't go on to bigger and better things next year, or at least be as competitive as they were this year. One final incident coming out of the match, Tigers MS, the biting incident, James Graham on Billy Slater. It was pretty obvious. Hasn't come down yet exactly what sort of time out of the game he's looking at, but it could be lengthy.
Yeah, look, I actually don't think he's going to get much. I think the last biting, I can't remember, was it Brad Moran, the last biting incident?
I thought there was one after him.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm sure that the last one didn't get a lot, and I don't think this one will.
The last one got 4 weeks. It was maybe a South Sydney player, correct me if I'm wrong, and Brad Moran was, I think, 7. But Moran had a record
In
other aspects.
Yeah, I don't think
Graham
it's been
doesn't.
Referred at all.
No.
So far.
Which is pretty good for a prop.
I'd
because
be surprised if
they get referred
more than 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think they're going to come down pretty hard because of the severity of it. So I'd say it might be around 6. And Pete, just finally, also in regards to that incident, Billy Slater, he does have a habit of coming with the knees. He did kind of pull out, but did you think that maybe there was more warranted in the incident leading up to the biting?
No, I don't really think so on this occasion. Yes, he has in the past led with the knees, and he was an expert at stopping tries with his knees until the NRL rightly cracked down on that dangerous practice.
Mm.
In this occasion, no, I don't blame Slater at all for it. He did arrive a bit late, but he was pulling out of it. There was no further action warranted from the referee, and certainly not the reaction that came about from the players. So, I think Slater is not to blame at all for that incident.
Well, Melbourne, looking at some of their quotes, Cameron Smith just said our defence won it. He'd said he'd never seen a better defensive effort from his side in such a big game. He thought that the defence was amazing. Billy Slater actually was quoted as saying that. So he also said, we knew it was going to take a special effort to beat these guys. They did not finish minor premiers on a fluke. And you obviously look at Craig Bellamy, an excellent job that he's done there. There's been some good coaches in the game this year. Obviously, Des Hasler, his opponent, some of the younger guys like Stuart Flanagan and also Michael Maguire, I thought had excellent seasons. And even Jeff Toobe, even though he had a good team, he still had to get them there, and they did pretty well making it to one game away from the grand final. But no doubt in my mind, Craig Bellamy, the best coach in the game, and it was proven during this final series and obviously on the weekend. And that brings us to the season in review for Melbourne. Well, obviously, mostly highs. They peaked at the right time. They had Cooper Cronk. I thought his best year in the NRL. He just goes from strength to strength, that young man. The emergence of Sisawaka, I thought, is a good... looks like a really good find for them, and obviously being the grand final winners. The lows, well, they did have that mid-season slump. Seemed like Origin took it out of them. Obviously, they were good enough to overcome it this time, but they may be wary. 5 losses in a row, usually it's hard to come back from in the NRL. Pete, you picked the Storm from the outset. Do you want to just have a few words on their season?
Absolutely. Just looking back over the season, they did not lose a game until round 10. Which is against Cronulla at Toyota Park with a 2-point loss. As you said, they then were very consistent. Then just after the Origin period, they lost about 5 games in a row. But you always knew that they were a big threat. Bellamy is a great coach. They keep talking about the spine, the term of spine in the modern game, with the 1, 6, 7, and 9.
Yeah,
one of the best combinations in the game of Slater, Widdop, Cronk, and Cameron Smith. I rate Cameron Smith right up there as one of the best hookers I've seen in the last 30 years of the game.
Yep.
Just too good, too professional. As you said, Sisawaka played well. Other players around them, like Brian Norrie and Jesse Bromwich, were excellent on Sunday, I thought, up against their more heralded opponents in Coleman and James Graham. And the rest of the players at the centres did a great defensive job as well, and Nielsen and Chambers were just brilliant and quite consistent all season. And for that young guy to come back from the health scare, Chambers as well, that was tremendous.
Yeah. And Canterbury, well, their highs, obviously Des Hasler has turned things around there. You've got the halves firing, the forward combinations, that passing game. They're big, but they're also skillful. And the mid-season buys, Sam Perrott and Chris Aninu made big impacts there. Finally, Ben Barber, you know, Daly M Player of the Year. What more can you say about him? Whether he can break into Origin next year, I guess remains to be seen, but it's going to be hard to keep him out if he keeps up that sort of form. Lows, they probably weren't at their best for the grand final, but really, that's the only low, the only thing you could say against them. They still played pretty well. It was still a good, it was still a tight game, but if they played again this week, I think they'd do a lot better, which is why next year they may go in even as favourites. Tigers MS, do you want to say a little bit about the Canterbury Bulldogs season?
Yeah, look, the Dogs were quite good, a lot better than I suspected they would be. I thought they'd be that they'd be this year would be their next year, if that makes sense. I thought they'd struggle without the halves, and they didn't until the grand final when they really struggled, when the halves didn't do their job. Or weren't allowed to do their job. But, yeah, fantastic job by Hasler to get them going the way they were going, considering the season they had prior. Yeah, I think they've got about 3 good years in them before salary cap issues start taking hold. I think in the next 2 years, they're a real chance.
Yeah, this is definitely their window they had. Their big name players and all their players really firing at the right time. Guys, it's time to move on. We're going to look back at the season now. The highlights, the lowlights, very controversial year, refereeing decisions, video referee, the benefit of the doubt rule. There's also obviously the forming of the ARL Commission, the firing of David Gallup. State of Origin, I thought it was a massive State of Origin this year, and the coaches, Mal Meninga, Ricky Stewart, and also all the players that competed deserve big rap for getting right behind that. New TV deal was done, record TV deal, and obviously the new final series, while it did pit 1v2, and which was, I think, the desired result, maybe not the closest of games that we've seen in years past. Guys, what we're going to do is, well, first I'll just give a quick highlight and a low light from all of us. Pete, do you want to go first with your highlight and low light?
Absolutely. I'd have to say I'll say player behaviour this year has been really tremendous. Well, up until the allegations today. It's been really fantastic. It's good to see that rugby league's been in the news for all the right reasons this year. That was one of my highlights as a big fan of the game.
And the low light.
I would have to say, unfortunately, I'm probably going to steal your thunder, but probably the controversy around the video referees. Some of the decisions, as I keep going back to that decision, the Manly Cowboys game is one of the worst decisions.
The hand of Foran.
Oh, welcome to the Foran. Absolutely. Yes, I think Stevie Wonder was up in the video ref box that night. But anyway, there's been a few of those this year, and they just need to make sure they get that consistency. I think they just need one guy up there and probably limit the power of the video ref a little bit. I want to see refs be a little bit more independent making the decisions on field.
Tigers MS, what about you? A highlight and a low light?
Yeah, look, I thought highlight this year was Origin. It got back to, like, I was at work waiting for Origin to start. I used to be at school waiting for Origin to start. And each game was a cracker. Each game had its controversy, had its big hits, had its fights, had its, you know, this and that. It was all there. And you think, yeah, you said it before, everyone deserves a pat on the back, and they do because they did a wonderful job, coaches, players, and otherwise. Lowlights, I'm going to say, well, I'm not going to say video ref because that's just, it's going to be done to death. So I'm going to pick the lowlight being the failures of the Tigers and the Warriors, two exciting teams who really didn't click at all.
Yeah, well, the highlight for me, I agree with you about Origin, but to try to add a bit of diversity, I guess it was the finishes. Some of the games this year had astonishing finishes the last 3 minutes, even down by more than a try, and you saw these incredible comebacks. It even happened in the under-20s and the New South Wales Cup during the final series. It was really a great it's a great thing to know that, you know, even down to the last few minutes, that anything could happen. And unless it was your team in front, of course, because it just gave you heart palpitations. But besides that fact, certainly when you're watching games as a neutral, it was very enjoyable. The low light, well, there was a couple. I didn't think the final series lived up to the actual season with the Origin, with all those close games and grandstands finishes and the top eight not being decided till, you know, the final weekend. The final series probably didn't live up to that, although the best team did win. But my low light is to do with the referees, but it's more to do with the play of the ball in the 10 metres. I don't think it's being policed the way it should be. The interpretation is off in my mind. I think they have to be stricter. And I don't think we're getting to see the best product we can possibly get because of the wrestling, the lying on the play of the ball, and the rushing up inside the 10 metres. The playmakers in this game, and you spoke about two teams, Tigers MS, you said the Tigers and the Warriors underperformed, and they are two very exciting teams to watch on the day. And part of the reason they underperformed is because of this play of the ball and 10 metre interpretation. I'd rather see the game open up. I'm even for taking off a player, getting rid of the lock forward and going with 12 on 12, an idea Warren Ryan has had for many, many years. But the game needs to open back up because it's getting too bogged down in wrestling around the play of the ball, and 10 metres is also not being enforced. So that is my low light.